We're now beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Tainus, and we're wrapping up the halachas around the fasting. So this Mishnah is talking about the Nesias Kapayim, the Birkas Kohanim, the blessing that the Kohanim give to the people, and its unusual treatment on a fast day. Now the backstory is this. There's a mitzvah from the Torah that every day the Kohanim should bless the people. This is from Parshas Naso, as the Pasuk says, Kol Sevarchu es Bnei Yisrael. This is the way that you shall bless the Jewish people. Emor lehem yivarech Hashem v'yishmarecha. Say to them the following three psukim. The psukim are familiar to us. So that's done every day. Now it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal or Masakan, they made an establishment that people should, the Kohanim should also do Birkas Kohanim during the Shliach Tzibor's repetition of the Shemona Esrei, or recitation of the Shemona Esrei. The reason why it was set up there is because you need to have 10 men, a minion, to do Birkas Kohanim. And of course, a sure way to ensure you have a minion is to do it during the Shliach Tzibor's repetition of Shemona Esrei, or saying of Shemona Esrei, where you have a minion. The place it's said is after Modim, the Thanksgiving blessing. Really, by rights, it should come after the Avoda blessing, Ritzei, since in the Beis HaMikdash, it was the Kohanim who would, after their Avoda, would give the Birkas Kohanim. But the Gemara Megillah says that since Modim, Hoda'a, thanks, is part and parcel with Avoda, divine service, and therefore it's done after the Modim blessing. Of course, in the diaspora, Ashkenazi Jewry do not do Birkas Kohanim in the mornings, except on the regalim of the festivals. Sephardim do every day. In any case, it really by rights therefore should be said twice a day, both at Shacharis and Mincha, because they're doing Avoda twice a day, the Kavonos, and you can have Birkas Kohanim then twice a day. The problem is, there was a concern that people, the Kohanim, would have drunk wine at lunchtime, making them invalid for doing Birkas Kohanim. This is actually a Din D'Rabbanan. It's based on it's an Asmachta. There's a juxtaposition of the section talking about the Birkas Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim, with the Nazir's Parsha, the prohibition against wine, and therefore, rabbinically, we say that one who drank wine, even a little bit, shouldn't do Birkas Kohanim. And that being the case, we don't have Birkas Kohanim in the afternoon after people eat, unless they might have drank some wine and be invalid. So we only have Birkas Kohanim in the mornings. And by the way, the reason it's called Nesias Kapayim, which means the lifting of the hands, is because the way that the Kohanim would do the Birkas Kohanim was with their hands raised. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was above their heads, with their hands sort of split in the way people know the Kohanim do, with their, you know, like the V, if you will, formation of the two of the four fingers on each side of the V. And then actually the hands are brought together to make what are called five, like, windows. It's hard to explain with words, but anyways. With the hands together, the famous Kohanim configuration. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was done with their hands over their heads. Nowadays, in contrast to that, it's not based on Mikdash, and therefore we do it just the hands should say at shoulder height, not above the shoulders. In any case, it's lifting of the hands. So during a fast day, the rules are now going to change because there's no reason to be concerned that people might have drunk wine at lunchtime because they're not drinking wine, no lunchtime. And that being the case, we will say that during fast days and people are fasting, there will be Birkas Kohanim, meaning Nesias Kapayim, also in the afternoon. The Mishnah says, Bishlosha Prakim, there are three different events on the calendar that the Kohanim Nosin is Kapayim, that the Kohanim would do Nesias Kapayim, Birkas Kohanim, in the afternoon. And it could be as many as Arba Pa'amim Bayom, as many as four times in a single day, which would be on the occasion of Yom Kippur. The Mishnah will list out the three occasions in a moment, but now we're going to list out the four possible times you could have Nesias Kapayim. Shacharis, B'Musaf, Uva Mincha, Uva Ne'ilah Sha'arim. The Shacharis, the morning prayers, the Musaf, the supplemental prayers that are done on Yom Kippur, certainly. Mincha, the afternoon prayers, and Ne'ilah Sha'arim, literally the locking of the gates, meaning the Ne'ilah prayers that are added on fast days. According to our Tana, it's going to be added on all the fast days, Ne'ilah, including Yom Kippur. But since Yom Kippur also has Musaf, you'll have a total of four times when you'll be able to do Nesias Kapayim. Now, what are the three events on the calendar? Those are Betanios, on public fast days, like all the ones you've had in the Masechta so far, withholding of rain and so on. Uvamamados, and this will involved, and we can kind of wait till the next mission to discuss it at more length. But we're talking about the non-Kohanim, the Yisraelim, who are there as symbolic representatives of the Jewish people, and participating in the as the representatives with the Tamidim, daily offerings. More on that in a little bit, the upcoming Mishnayos, and the Yom Kippurim and also Yom Kippur. Those three scenarios where you have fasting going on, you could have Birkas Kohanim in the afternoon. So that would mean that when we're talking about Tainios, the fast days, we're talking about Shachris, no Musaf, there's no Musaf on a fast day, but Mincha as well as Ne'ilah. The idea here is the Tana holds that Ne'ilah is set on these fast days. We don't do Ne'ilah on fast days except for Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah, like Rav Meir, is saying that we do that. Also, we're talking here about the supplemental, the question of the supplemental prayers, the question of with the Ne'ilah. There's a Mathriya Machlokas in the Rishonim, which fast days we're talking about. Are we talking about, remember we had three sets of fast days, three, then another three, then seven. Are we talking about from the very beginning, from the first three, only from the middle three, or from the last seven? That is a three of Machlokas. Again, Halach L'maisa, we don't do Ne'ilah at all, so really it wouldn't be said. As far as Yom Kippur goes, the Ma'amado similarly would be saying it when they're fasting on Shacharis, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, should there be a Ne'ilah. And in Yom Kippur, as we said previously in the Mishnah, we'd have Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah four times. Halach L'maisa, we do not have Nesias Kapayim at Mincha time on Yom Kippur. The reason why is because, unlike our Mishnah, the Lacha follows Rabbi Yossi, not mentioned in the Mishnah here, but in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Meir, the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi holds that since people might get confused about doing Nesias Kapayim at Mincha time on Yom Kippur and come to do it on other Minchas throughout the year, therefore we are not going to do Nesias Kapayim on Mincha time of Yom Kippur. He does agree to doing it at Mincha time of other fast days, like Tisha B'Av and, you know, Shivas or Batamas and so on. But what that will mean then is Halach L'maisa, there is no day on which you have four times Birkas Kohanim, because Yom Kippur doesn't have at Mincha time, L'halacha, but you could have as many as three times, or fewer, if you don't have Ne'ilah being said on the fast days. But you do a fast day, you would still do it on Shacharis and Mincha time.